Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm back here to recap episode 8 of The Traitors. This show continues to deliver, I will say, especially after last week. I feel like that was probably the weakest episode. But I'm excited to be joined by my friend, a challenger, the winner of Big Brother 19, Josh Martinez. Josh, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. Listen, Sharon, I just watched the episode and I'm geeking out.
It was fun.
I am hyped. That was some of the best TV I've seen in a while. It was so good. I just love this show. So I'm really excited to be talking to you.
Yeah. I'm curious, like, who did you have relationships with? You've played with CT, like, what, 5 times at this point?
I've played with CT a couple seasons of The Challenge. Johnny's a good friend of mine. So I was so bummed to see him leave early. Yeah. Also, Janelle. I'm just Janelle's biggest fan. So anything she's on, I'm going to watch it. Super bummed the way that she went out. But I'm really close. I'm cool with Janelle. And then, I mean, you know, I know Sandra. I've met Sandra before. So I love, always going to root for Sandra. Yeah, there's a few people on the cast that I've known and that I've met personally. So I was amped, just like freaking out as a fan of these people. I'm really excited to see them do their thing. So yeah,
before we dive into this specific episode, like, the Big Brother players have gone out, like, obviously season 1 and season 2. Do you think that's a thing? Do you think it just depends on the players, or do you think maybe does Big Brother not translate, or is
you're gonna put me in the hot seat?
I'm just curious because I actually don't know the answer. Like, it could just be circumstantial.
I think personally, I'm going to separate the two. So I think that Cody had kind of PTSD. And I mean, I heard this directly from him.
Yeah.
After he played All-Stars, he felt really bad the way that he played it, that he wanted to just play from moving forward. If he does future projects, he wants to play an honest, truthful game. And making him a traitor, do I think he was capable of being one of the best traitors? Hell yeah, because the guy's really good at the game. But I think his morals and all that, he had a conflict, and you saw that. I still don't take away from the fact that he's one of the best game players. I think, listen, call me crazy, I think Cody's one of the best people. He is top 3 people to ever play Big Brother. He's one of the best to ever do it. But I respect it so much. And dude, getting to know him, I understand. He's just such a genuine good soul. Yeah. So I understand where that internal struggle. And you could see it all over his face. Dan? Oh, dude, it was such a disappointment. It was just really, I think if anyone, the people that I was extremely excited to see play were Dan, Sandra, Parvati. Like, I mean, these icons of, you know, Sandra, Parvati, Dan, Janelle that I love. I'm going to separate Janelle from this too. But I think Dan was disappointing. I think that Dan, you know, try to play traitors how he played Big Brother 10 years ago. And with Big Brother, he was able to, like, coast and kind of float and then talk a big game in the DRs. And, you know, he was kind of able to lay low. And then he's a showman. He gets in the DR and that's where he performs. And that's where he puts on he talks his smack. But I think that when you're playing a game with people that are skilled in strategy, that are the top of, you know, their game, Sandra, when you have people like CT and Johnny, I think that, you know, you can't be a one-trick pony. I think you got to, you know, be way more creative. And I think that his skills were outdated. Mm. I'm going to get hate for that, but I think he's still one of the greats to play Big Brother. But I think that, you know, from 2000 and whatever, the last time that he played, to 2024, all games have evolved. And I think that you need to adapt and get with the times, or exactly what I think he played the worst game. I really do. I think he played the worst game. I really do. I think him and I think Dan played the worst game.
Yeah. I think he would maybe agree with that. I don't know.
And I feel so bad because I was so hyped. I was like, oh my God, he's going to kill it. I was so amped. And then I'm like, damn, Dan, he couldn't. It was like the game was too quick and he couldn't catch his like his footing. I don't know. It was sad to watch.
Yeah. And also, like you said, I think just reality TV has evolved, like these competitions. People are more savvy these days as opposed to like 10 years ago. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors, but I don't disagree. He definitely didn't play, you know, maybe.
I think if he was able, like, let's say he did reindeer games and he's got his feet wet and he was able to like do a game beforehand and kind of realize that the game is different. You're not playing with rookies. You're playing with people that are used to these fast paced games and are used to strategy. And it takes a lot of, you know, it takes a lot of just social awareness and things like that and social cues. And I think that he was just too quiet. And I think he was too, like, just introverted. And I think that in a game where you're supposed to be communicating, that's not the way to play it. So I just don't think Traders was his move, his game.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Well, getting into this episode, we left off and, you know, Parv and Phaedra decide to kill Bergy. I feel like we all knew this was coming. Yeah. Peter had a shield, so like they couldn't get him, so they got their right hand, his right hand man, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that really mattered. I feel like it hurt Peter to not have Bergy there, and as we'll see in this episode, I think Peter's starting to lose his allies a little bit.
Well, you lose a number. He lost a loyal number, right? Bergy was never going to turn on Peter. He was always going to vote with him. So losing in these games, numbers is everything. Alliances is everything. Like, hate it or love it, that's just the reality. So when you lose one of your closest allies, that's always going to be a loss. So, yeah, I think Peter's going into it not as strong as he was before. But I have to say, never did I think I was going to watch Traitors and think that Bergy and Peter were going to be some of the best players with the lineup that they brought. And Peter has been such an entertaining person to watch. I mean, he says it in this episode. It's like he's able to adapt. He's able to read the room. He's able to connect with people. And I think that he's just playing such a good game. So, like, I didn't think I would be rooting for the guy so hard. But I'm like, damn, Peter, you're good. And he's entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I think for me, this episode, and we'll get into right now as we're talking about breakfast, they're waiting for, you know, they figure out obviously Bergy was murdered. Yeah. I'm impressed with Trishelle. I think Trishelle is killing it. She's smart.
Crushing it.
She's crushing it. And, you know, she knows Phaedra's a traitor, but she's also like kind of pushing Peter to like deal with it. I don't know. I think Trishelle's killing
it. She's so good.
Yeah.
She's so good. And I have to say, that comes from playing the challenge, playing all these games that she's been. She's able to peep game and she's able to realize, you know. And I think that, I mean, I'm sorry to go so hard on Dan, but I'm just so pissed that he did that. Like, you know, I guess like it was his last trick, right? He's like, all right, I'm going to put the blame. But I'm like, put the blame on Phaedra. I mean, Parvati had a lot of heat on her also. So I think his best bet was going after Parvati. Instead, he took all of them down.
And
I don't see them survive. I don't see Parvati or Fate. I mean, well, we see it this episode.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you really did a lot of damage to their game, and it sucks. Trishelle's just fucking good. She is good, and she's a great faithful. So, she's another one that I love watching her game.
Yeah, I think the poker player, the challenge experience. I forgot she won Fear Factor. She mentioned that. I totally forgot that. But yeah, no. So she's kind of, when at breakfast, she's like, listen, I'm still on Phaedra. Parvati's probably a traitor, but like Phaedra is for these reasons. And she's like, Peter, go mend things with Parvati. And I think that's smart because honestly, it's not smart for Peter because we find out like people are like now sus of him. But it's smart on Trishelle's part to like,
100%.
I loved it. I thought it was and great. And
also with Trishelle, she has a strong relationship with CT, which I love their dynamic. It's so fucking awesome to see that. But she has that dynamic. She's in a really good spot. She's in a sweet spot. And, like, I don't think a lot of people are onto her. I think being vocal in that game just put a target on you. But I think that she's doing it in such a fine line, like, such a good way. And I think that, I don't know. I could see Trishelle making it all the way to the end. I truly can't. Her and Sandra are playing great games as faithfuls. So, I'm excited that she's speaking up and that she's like, you know, pushing her agenda and like targeting Phaedra. So, she's good.
Yeah. And she's speaking up as like, and she seems like a faithful, whereas Sandra actually isn't speaking up that much. But when she does it, she's speaking like people trust her. I don't know. Sandra's also playing.
Sandra has this energy to her. Like she's such a boss. Like she doesn't say anything. And then when she says something, it's like, oh, like, that's cool. That's it. Yeah. It's like, all right, that's the way we're going. She's so good. And what's wild to me, like off topic, but what's so wild to me is Sandra being the gamer that, she won Survivor 2 times. I mean, if you're talking about anybody that's good at these games, it's Sandra. Then you have CT. The guys won the challenge 10 times. No target. Everybody loves them. Everybody's fucking best friends with them. I'm like, dude, they're playing really. There's a lot of people in there. And that's what I think it's making it so good and such great TV. And it's so exciting to watch is that everybody's gaming so hard but doing such a good job at it. You know, they killed it with this group of people.
They did. And I officially want to go on record saying I underestimated CT's, like, strategic prowess because he's also, like, killing it right now. I really am impressed.
It's so wild. He's so likable on this show, and I'm rooting for him. So, I mean, he's likable on the challenge, too, but you see a different side. I think he's so likable on the show, but it just goes to show. That's why I've said this before. I was like, I think that where he's good at is that he's able, his target, he's such a good, strong player, but there's something about him that this target just fades away. Mm-hmm. And like this, he has this energy to him because he is such a likable, good dude, right? But he has this energy to him where he just plays possum. He sits back. He lets everybody do their thing. You know, he agrees over here, agrees over there. And then at the end, he like does, he wins. So I'm like, dude, he's so good at his craft. The fact that, you know, Dan was so on to Johnny and not CT, I was a little shocked, but I'm really enjoying CT on this on Traders. He's been just a great player.
Yeah, I want to get into the mission a little
bit.
I'm just
learning out about everybody.
No, this is great. And I want to talk about the mission because I do think CT and Trishel both shined here as well. Like CT's screaming at people. It was great. But so Alan tells us, you know, oh, go ahead to my holiday house. I have a guest there. What were your thoughts about, well, one, when you heard Dr. Will was going to make an appearance? And then two, what did you think of his appearance?
I fucking love Dr. Will. I mean, I am obviously a huge Big Brother fan, but he is such a legend and an icon, right? So sick. I was a little bummed that Dan and Janelle weren't there. Like, I think I think people knew who Dr. Will were, but like seeing Dan's reaction and Janelle's reaction and seeing that, like that for Big Brother fans, that would have been such a moment. I'm a little bummed that they weren't there for that. I wish they would have brought him in sooner, but it's dope. And I would love to see Will play the game. I don't know if he'll ever do it, but I think they would have to pay him big bucks. But he's somebody that I would love to see play Traders, but I was really excited just as a Big Brother fan to see him back on screen.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect. I thought it was like enough campiness and like, you know, cheesiness, but like fun. It was, I liked it. It was a great little moment. And Trishel and Sandra, and I think Parvati was like, he's the most devious BB player in history. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
I don't think he is, but
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He's like devious, but in your face. I don't know. I don't know if I would call it. Yeah. It's
hard to entertaining. Describe him. He is entertaining, the definition of entertainment. He was able to, you could say play a devious game, but he is the epitome of like what every Big Brother player should aspire to be. Like everybody brags about Dan. I'm like, no, Will was able to entertain you and still played a great game. Like rent free is the most, like lives rent free in my mind is when he like told everybody he hated them. And I always at that moment, like that was just great to me. So
yeah, Will stabs you in the front, not the back.
Yeah. You love Dr. Will.
Okay, so they're in this creepy cabin. I think they really quickly find out it's like an escape room. I thought this mission was better than any other mission. It's just at least more entertaining. With the tunnels.
Or roaches and rats and frogs and crickets and maggots. And that was, they have stepped it up from season one. Like they are not playing with the missions this time around. And I mean, yeah, that was just a really good, like they set it up perfectly and that was a great mission. You see the challenger in CT and Trishel. They're like, the first one's like, I'm out. Yep. Throw me in there. I'll figure this shit out. So seeing CT take the reins and kind of pull through for everybody, I think that that's another reason why he's so protected is because he's such a big asset when it comes to the missions, and he does really good at them because he's good at a lot of shit. So I think that, you know, him helping the team, that just yet again wins over people, and they want to protect him. So I was really happy to see how well him and Trishel did.
Yeah. And also, they didn't show it as much, but Parv and Sandra, I think you're right. Like, these people that have played these games where you have to do like missions or challenges definitely helps. And Trishel, like, yeah, she said, was on Fear Factor in one. So, like, I guess maggots don't bother her. I'd be freaking out, but...
I would be freaking out.
Yeah, how would you do
in there? I would... Listen, this is why people are like, would you ever do Survivor? I don't do bugs. I'm from Jersey. I live in the city. I live in Miami. Like, I'll do lizards. I'll do frogs. Fucking maggots and roaches and shit crawling on me. I mean, I would still do it. I would still
have
do it.
Have they done that on the challenge, though, over the years?
Not anything that I've been a part of. I've never done an eating challenge and shit like that.
Oh, you got lucky then.
No, I want to. I think I would do really good. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that, I don't know. I think my competitive nature, I would black, like I would just zone out and just kind of like what CT did, just go through it. But that would freak me out. One of the funniest moments of the episode is when it wasn't Phaedra. It was
Sheree, MJ.
Sheree.
Sure.
She's running at MJ and she's like, MJ, help me, and she's freaking the fuck out.
That she has like a hood on with the glasses.
That shit crawling on her. That was such a good moment. She's funny as shit.
Yeah.
She has no idea what the fuck she's doing. You clearly there for the check, but she's a good
one. I respect it. Poor woman. She's like, what's going on? I don't know.
3 weeks I'll do that shit.
No, I it was fun. I also, you said, CT knows how to make good sound bites too, like, or like good moments with the money in his pants and the, all that was like so funny.
He's
to
good.
Me.
He's good at his craft.
Okay, so like whatever, a bunch of them got through. Several people quit, which wasn't that shocking, I guess. Sheree, Kate, Phaedra, and MJ all quit.
Yeah.
Again, these missions are, that one was fun, but like, who cares, I guess, like the money thing, like whatever. At the end, I feel like they always get the money anyway, so.
Yeah, there's going to be like a big mission at the end that they're going to be able to collect it all.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so after the mission, you know, before the round table, sort of Parv approaches John and starts this like waterworks situation. What did you think about her pitch and her acting there?
Forced.
Forced.
I think... Can I just say, I fucking love Parvati, and she is so good. She's just such a good player, but I think that her playing so closely with Dan was her downfall. Like, oh, she should have just detached a little bit, especially with so much heat on. You have two big players, and you join forces like that, and you're so close. I think that was her biggest detriment in the game, was playing so closely with Dan. But I think the target's so big on her back, like, she cannot, she could swear, she could do whatever. She could swear thing, and she's done. She's a dead man walking, so it sucks. But I respect it. She's gonna do whatever it takes, and that's why you love these type of players, right? Because it's like they're willing to do whatever it takes to survive. Like, she turned on Phaedra. She was like, Phaedra, I'm sorry to hear you, kid. And so like that, just like, as a game player, like, people would say, oh, she's so shady. I'm like, as a gamer, like, you respect that, because that's what you want to see. You want to see, you know, whatever it takes to survive. So I respect it, but I think it was a little too late for her to start pulling out the waterworks at that point.
Yeah. Do we think anyone's ever, like, Kevin still can't pronounce her name. I don't know what's going on. Poverty. I don't Poverty. I just remember.
What is Kevin doing on the show?
Who, Kevin?
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Kevin doing? Kevin is lost in the sauce.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Like, Kevin has no idea. Like, he thinks he's filming something else. I don't know. He's probably the worst. You know what? I take it back. Not Dan. He's playing the worst game.
Oh, my God. I don't know, Josh. Like, is he going to get banished? Like, he might make it to the end.
He's going to make it. No, the guy has no idea what he's doing. Like, you know, he has no idea what he's doing. So people are like, guys, Kevin is a faithful through and through. Like, this guy's lost. Like, he has, you get me? So I think that that's why he's sticking around, because it's like, all right, he's not a threat to the traders. He's no help to the faithfuls. Like, they're just like, all right, this guy, they know where he stands, which is a safer thing than to be like, all right, true, trying to read people out. So, yeah, true. But he's,
Well, before the round table, we see Trishel sort of sit everyone down and be like, listen, I'm going to vote for Phaedra, and here, you know, I have my reasons. Yeah. Some people are, you know, on board, some people aren't. I feel like Kate coming in really messed up a lot of people's games. Like, ooh, obviously, right?
Ooh, hot take.
I just think, I love Kate Chastain. I'm a huge Below Deck fan. Love her. But she's coming, always coming for my faves. Like,
she was just, you know, Kate is great. She's funny. She's witty. She has good one-liners. She's great at roundtables. She's fucked up a lot of people's games.
Bad reads.
Horrible reads. Her reads were awful.
Like, she's defending Phaedra. And I do like the loyalty.
And I get it, because they have that Bravo Alliance, yes, if you want to say. There's something there. I don't know if it's been highlighted or not. But, you know, it's clear that they're working together. But it's like, damn, you are just – her reads are so bad. Even, like, in past episodes, where was it? Where they were coming – I don't know.
In season one, too, she didn't.
She hasn't added much for me. Like, I get it. She's good. And, like, she was so good on season one. But, like, I don't know. She's throwing off the game. And
I'm
not a fan.
Did you?
Her game. Not her personally, but just, like, the game that she's playing.
Yeah, same. Yeah. She did say at the round table, when we got to the round table, well, Dan sucked at playing the game, and that's why he's not here. I was like, okay. So she's not afraid. You know, she doesn't.
We were rooting for you. I know. We were all rooting for you, Dan.
I know.
Damn it.
I know.
I think 10 years is a long break, dude.
It is.
Fucking, you can't come back with the same style. You got to change it up, man. And I'm rooting for him. He's obviously, I'm a Big Brother fan, so I want to see all my Big Brother family do good. But I'm like, damn, dude.
I know. Oh. Well, we'll see. Season 3. Hopefully a Big Brother player gets further.
You know who would kill it?
Who?
I mean, I want to play traders, but you know who would kill it?
Who?
Nicole Franzel.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
You know who would kill it? Andy. You know who would kill it? Brittany. Danielle Reyes. Casting called me. I'm going to pitch some people and take 10%.
I know. Really? I think they're probably going for some of those names. I hope so, at least.
Oh my
I don't
God,
know for
I'm
sure.
I'm glad to see some of those people on. Nicole would be so good.
I mean,
good.
She's always underestimated. So if you drop her in anything, she'll probably go far.
Yeah. She's fucking awesome.
Okay. So we're at the round table. Oh, what?
Reel me back in. I'm going.
Oh, yeah. I'm reeling you back in. Okay. We're at the round table. Parv obviously talks first and kind of gives her pitch. I don't think it really matters so much. But then we get Trishel, and Trishel is coming for Phaedra. And I like the way that Trishel sort of approached this. It wasn't like mean-spirited, but she was like, listen, this is, you know, what I see. She brought up the breakfast reactions that Dan originally brought up, and everyone was like, what? What are you talking about? But she said, like, Phaedra, you never seem scared. Yes. So I thought that was
such a good take, though. Like, that's something that I would literally be, I don't care what I'm gonna be reading every single person body language, what they're saying. I'm gonna take all that into account. So I think that that's such a good point. And people like dismissing that is so stupid, because she's onto her and she's spot on. But I think that's something that's so good about Phaedra. I didn't know much about Phaedra before this. She's the best casting. Like, she's so good. But I think what's something that's so good about her and that I love and that I want to see at every round table is, like, she's prepared to argue, like, on the fly. Like, you say something to her, she's going to shut you down, and then she's going to literally devour you, like, eat you alive. Like, she's not – she doesn't back down. And I think she's an attorney, or they've said that, and it's, like, yep. you can tell. My dad always says I should have been an attorney, but, like, I can never argue how Phaedra argues. I get too emotional. But she's just great.
She argues also calmly, which I love. She's just like, yeah. I'm not frantic like you.
I was like, yeah, and then she's like, all right, next point. I was like, oh, shit. Trishelle was not ready.
She tried. She
tried, and I respect it so much, but Phaedra's, like, a different, like, level. She should have brought the notebook. That's what she should have brought. Yep. Like, here are my points. Because, Phaedra's good.
The Phaedra at breakfast stuff, she has some really funny one-liners. Like, today, I think one time it was boiled eggs, and then today it was like, I want cream cheese and preserves.
Yeah, it's off topic. Like, somebody was just murdered, and Phaedra's really trying to get her meal right now. Like, people are scared for their lives, and that's why I'm saying Trishelle's spot on. Like, and it's true. She's so, like, oh, well, I know I'm going to be here. Her energy, you can tell, like, she's not worried about being murdered. And I think that Trishelle, good for you. Good for buying that. But, like, people were just so locked in on Parvati at that point that it just...
Yeah. I think it's interesting. The other big point is the Dan thing. I do think that messed up Phaedra's game a bit because they bring it up. And even John... What?
I think it completely blew up her game.
Yes, it did. Because
Phaedra was in the best spot out of all the traders. She was sitting pretty. Nobody was onto her. Everybody loved her, kind of like CT. Like, she was such in a good spot. Dan 1,000% caused for Parvati. I mean, Parvati already had heat on her, but for Phaedra to be exposed and be targeted. So I think that that's all.
Yeah, because it's hard to argue, like, why would Dan do that? Like, he just wouldn't do that willy-nilly. And, like, even John, who voted for Parv. He voted for Parv, but he still was like, yeah, that's weird. But what do you think about Kevin bringing up Phaedra's eye twitching? Like, what is that? Is that a thing?
Well, that's my reason for that. That's my observation.
That was his main contribution.
That's it. That's all he had. Kevin is, I don't know where they found this guy, but he's funny. I get it. Like, you have mannerisms when people are lying. Definitely, like, I think I've done these games so much that I'm able to, like, have a good sense. I'm very intuitive, but I have a good sense of when somebody's lying to me. So there is signs and things that you pick up on, but, like, her eye twitching, bro, come on.
Yeah. I think she has a poker face. I think her poker face is really good, to be honest. So I don't know about that eye twitching. Yeah.
She's able to sit there and, like, she knows she's a traitor, but, like, she's, like, sitting there, like, unfazed as she's being called out. Like, the way she handles it is so good. Like, she's not reactive. You know, she's not, like, popping off, and it's like she's doing such a good job even when she has a target on her back.
Yeah. I definitely saw some clips from, like, Housewives reunions, and you don't come for Phaedra. She'll shut you down.
I've never watched, but I'm going to now big Phaedra fan over here.
Watch the clips. They're pretty iconic. I just love that when he voted, she was like, twitchy eyes or something. She called him. I was like,
that was funny. My eyes twitching.
It was so good.
Do I think that Phaedra's going to be able to get out of this? No. I think that she does have a big target on her back, but I think that I don't think she's going to be next. I don't think she's going to be next, but I don't think she's going to make it to the end, which sucks because I think she could have won the whole thing.
Yeah, so right before, we'll talk about who she recruits because I have a lot of thoughts about that too. But I thought John brought up a good point that, like, people should think about for other seasons, where he said to Parvati, like, you were never worried about murder. You're always only worried about banishment. And that's how I know you're a traitor. And that's so true. Like, during the safety chain, Parvati didn't really plead because she knew she couldn't be murdered. She's a traitor. So I think if you're a traitor, you have to act more worried about murder too. You know,
you get what I'm saying? 100%, especially when everybody else is worried. I think that was such a good read.
Yeah.
Who was it, Trishelle?
That was John that said that.
Such a good take, because that's so true. If you're just chilling and everybody's panicking, then it's like, all right. So good take.
Yeah. Something with that. That was good for John. What else happened? Oh, I love. So Peter's kind of chiming in about Phaedra. I thought the editing was weird here because, like, in the beginning of the episode, Peter's like, I don't know about Phaedra, but then, like, votes for her. I think the editing sometimes is a little weird. I don't know if you pick up on that, but. Yeah. So yes, then Peter comes out and kind of starts saying some stuff to Phaedra, and she shuts him down by bringing up that moment.
Blew his spot up.
That was the perfect thing to say.
Oh my God. Especially at a round table when there's so much heat on you like that, it's like, and there's attention on somebody else to drop a bomb like that. Phaedra, that was how she saved her game.
Yep.
Personally, I think that you like exposing that, and then you see everybody's reaction around the round table, and I'm like, oh shit, now they're looking at Peter sideways. I was like, Phaedra, that's when you save shit like that and you drop it at the right time. And that was a really good game move by her. But I think that Peter, I think he started strong. I think he was playing a really good game, and now he's trying to do too much. Like, you're doing a lot, bro. You're doing way too much. You're cutting deals over here. You're cutting deals with Parvati that you want her out. It's like, stick to your guns, do what you have to do, and now you're overplaying it, and I think that that's going to cost him his game. But good bomb by Phaedra.
I think it was perfect, because it was true, too, so he couldn't really argue it.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, John and Kevin, who are usually Peter's allies, were like,
looking at him funny, yeah.
So I actually think Peter's gone, like, the next episode. I think he gets banished. I think he's not long for the game, but I could be wrong. I think people are starting to be like, okay, Peter.
I don't think he's going to get banned. I wouldn't, if I was a trader, I wouldn't banish Peter. Because now people are on to him.
Banish.
Murder. Yeah, I wouldn't murder Peter because I was like, all right, people are looking at him funny. Keep him. And then, yeah, you'll get banished. Yeah. So I think his game blew up already. Like, I just.
Because think about it. I feel like he's acting sus. He's buddying up to Parv. Now that conversation in the dungeon or whatever. And they still have in the back of their mind, they didn't bring it up, but. Maybe he was recruited and he lied about turning it down. 100%. I think that's what is sus. And I get it. He's playing it wrong right now.
Yeah, he's doing too much, Peter. Come on.
Yeah.
He's like, how are you going to overdrive now? It's like, lost the game, man.
He needed Bergie. Well, all right, so we lose Parv here. I think the four votes for Phaedra were Peter, Parv, Kevin, and Trishelle. But they probably knew Parv was leaving anyway. Do you have a eulogy for Parvati? How do you think she played?
I think she played. I'm a fan of Parvati. I loved watching her. I think she played a good game, but I think that like she was damned either way. You come like the target on her back. Like I think that a few of these people, like the Bravo people, weren't so much like up to like weren't aware of like. The caliber of the game that these people played or how good they truly are. But I think that like, you know, like Janelle knows how Parvati plays and she knows how Sandra is. So I think that she came in with a big target, but I think she played a great game. I think one of my favorite moments is when she poisons Ekansu and she just like handed off. Like she was entertaining to watch. But I think, like I said, a lot of people are onto her. I think that aligning with Dan, I think she played a little too paranoid and a little too safe and quiet. And I think that that's what cost her a game. But I was rooting for her. I was really.
Me too.
She was definitely somebody that I was like, damn, I want to see you do your. I want to see what tricks you have up your sleeve and do your thing.
Yeah.
I think murdering Peter was such a bad move.
Murdering him?
When she went to go. Oh, no. When was it? Who did they try to murder? Oh, recruit. I'm sorry.
Oh, recruit. Yes.
Peter was such a bad play on her end. Like, she should have tried CT or somebody else. But
someone who would definitely say yes.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So. Although, Peter probably should have said yes, but whatever. That's his own problem. I love Parv. I thought it was fun, her and Phaedra, like, the dynamic between them. And I just love, you know, like, she's calling her an ice princess and stuff. Yeah. It was a fun, you know, I'm happy Parv did the show. She wasn't long for the game. I think you're right. Buddied up with Dan too much. If you're both traitors and you're acting like your best friends, it's probably not the best idea.
Not the move. Split up.
Yeah.
So get away from me. Like, exactly. Do your thing. I'll do my thing. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she was definitely like a good watch. She was definitely, I was really excited to see her play.
Yeah. And she lasted long. I mean, she had heat on her from day one. So she lasted pretty long considering she had heat on her for so long.
Oh, yeah.
So good on Parv. Obviously, Fader's alone, so we knew that a recruitment was coming, but I did not expect her to recruit Kate, and I don't think I agree with this.
I don't agree with it either.
It's not good.
We're me and you, right? We should play. Traders, right. Call us.
I don't know.
I think that was such a bad, bad, bad move from her. I think that she should have brought in... I don't know, somebody that she's not as close with or somebody that's on the other side. Like, you know, I think even a Trishelle.
Yeah.
You know, a Trishelle or somebody that has it out for her, somebody that's gunning for her. I would have gone for one of those people like, oh, you have it out for me? Now I'm going to pull you in. Now you got to work with me. You know, so it's like, why bring in Kate when you already know you have her as an ally? You know she has your back. You know she's not going to vote for you. She's going to have your back at roundtable. She just did. I think that was such a desperate move from her because she felt as an outsider, right? She got kind of targeted at the round table. So she's like, quick, let me find a safety net, somebody that I feel good with, somebody that I know that they have my back. And I think that that was just such a bad play. But also, I got to give it to her. She doesn't know how to play these games. And she's doing such a good job at them.
Yeah, she's
doing such a good job at it. So it's like, bad move on her end. But we'll see what they do. I just don't think Kate's going to be, I don't know.
I don't think this is going to end. I don't know. I don't feel good about it. I think you're right. Like she will defend her to the end. Like you don't need her to be a traitor. Like
you got her. Grab somebody that doesn't trust you. Grab somebody that's trying to take you out.
Like know? I would grab Trishelle. That's the
Peter.
Easy one.
I'll go for Peter again. It's like, oh, you don't want to? And then, guess what? Let's double down or you die.
Yes.
Or you go home.
Because they probably are going to banish him anyway. So if you make him a traitor, then you kind of just, I don't know. What do you think?
It's already on him. So he would be so paranoid at breakfast already. It's like he would have spiraled at breakfast. So it's like, oof, I would have gone for Peter.
What do you think if she had picked CT?
I think that's another reason. I think CT would be the best traitor.
So fun.
Oh my God, he would be the best trader, and I'm dying to see him as a trader because I just know he would be so good at it. But I think it's another kind of like, hey, you know, you have CT, he has your back. He just like saved you kind of like he didn't vote for you and he was one of the last votes. So I think that's another like you don't have to bring him in. It's like keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. That's how I would have played that. And I would have brought in somebody that targeted me at roundtable. That's how I would have.
Yep. I agree.
You know, and basically, essentially, that kills a vote for the next roundtable. Like, now they got to be with you. Like, now they have to have your back. So
that's the other thing. I also think, I wonder if because she always felt so disconnected from the other traders and Dan and Parv, that she was like, I finally want my friend in the traders.
I think that's exactly what it was. I think that's exactly what it is. You could tell that Dan and Parvati were so close. And I think that's a good take, Sherry.
I'm picking up on things, guys. I'm getting better at this stuff.
I want to see you play.
You definitely don't. There's
a few people that I would love to see. And like, you definitely want, I would love to see you play one of these games.
Thanks,
Josh. I think you would be so good, but.
I don't know. Or I'm going to be, people are going to be laughing at me. Why are you doing interviews? You don't know what you're doing.
That's a given.
All right. So how do we think this is going to play out with Kate? Do you think Kate's going to last longer than Phaedra? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think that Kate has the cemented relationship that Phaedra has. I think that Phaedra has people in her corner and have her back. I don't know. I really don't know how. I just don't think it was a good move, a good game move on Phaedra's end. But, and I really don't know how I see Kate being a traitor. Like, I don't
know.
She's going to be a good traitor. I really don't. But she'll probably surprise all of us. But I don't know. I don't like the move.
Yeah.
I think the way that Phaedra could have survived longer, kind of gotten out of this web of the heat being on her, was pulling in Peter, letting Peter spiral, him being a traitor, the heat's already on him, raise that paranoia and like kind of sprinkle it over here, sprinkle it over there. Hey, look at Peter. He's acting funny. Boom, they banish his ass. But now caping in the mix, I'm just like, I think Peter was the best pick for her.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Yeah, I don't know. And then also, like, I don't see this going well. I feel like the Faithfuls are going to end up winning. No?
100%.
Trishelle and CT, I don't see them.
Trishelle. I think.
Sandra.
I don't know. And by the way, I was just with Johnny and I told him, do not. This is the first show where, like, I don't want any spoilers because I am so hooked. I am hooked.
Yeah.
Hooked. I love it. And I'm like, please don't spoil this shit for me. Like, the topic came up and I was like, nope. I ran from the table. But I really do see the Faithfuls winning. And I see CT getting there. I see Sandra getting there. I see Trishelle getting there. And I really do Faithfuls are going to take it. Also completely off topic, but watching this just goes to show how good Ceri. Shout out to Ceri.
Shout out. Yeah.
Like, dude, it just goes to show how fucking good she is at these games and how good she was at Traders.
She was the perfect trader.
She was the perfect trader. Played it so good. She literally played the game like a Faithful being a trader. Like, I don't think it's ever going to be. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever going to play as a flawless game as she did.
Yeah.
You know, do I think, yeah, she played with half rookies and half people that have been on TV? Yeah, but true. Still, it just still goes to show that girl, that she's just great.
What did you think when she said that she still thinks Big Brother is the hardest game of everything she's
played? I agree. Yeah. I completely agree. I've never played Survivor. I think if I played Survivor, I would say Survivor is the hardest. But I agree. I think with Big Brother, you can't turn it off. There's no escape. Yeah. There's no... You're dreaming and all you're thinking about is the game. It's weird. They pump something into the air. They put something in the food. I just played reindeer games for 10 days and I thought I was in the house for 85 days. Like, it's insane what that house does to you. But I agree. I think that, I mean, and it's crazy because for the longest time, people have thrown that out there. Oh, which game is the hardest? And I've played the challenge 5, 6, 7 times. Well, 6 times. Wow. And I still, to this day, think Big Brother is way harder.
Okay. Is it mentally harder?
It's just exhausting, especially towards the end. Like, especially when you make, like, top 5. Oh, my God. I mean, I wasn't eating. I dropped so much weight. My anxiety was, like, I was breaking out in hives. Because your brain doesn't stop. It's just thinking, I want to get the hell out of this place. And then how do I survive the next one? How do I get through the next one? How do I make top 3? How do I win? You know, you just don't stop. And like with the challenge, like it's physical stuff. And then you're able to disconnect and like, all right, I'm not going into elimination. I have 2 days to chill till the next challenge. True. With Big Brother, it never turns off. It's always from the moment you walk in until whatever it is that you leave, you're on. So,
and
yeah.
There's so much time to just like rethink, and yeah, it's just like a long ass game.
You go to sleep and you wake up and somebody's in your face on the wall. Who are we fucking putting on the wall? Who are we back on? I'm like, dude, take a beat. Like, but yeah, it consumes you. It's just like it's a warped reality and it's just a lot.
Yeah.
But I love it. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that, Josh. One of my questions I'm asking everyone is like, and I don't know the answer to this, but is there an optimal way to win as a trader or faithful? Or do you think it like sort of depends on the cast and the situation?
I think it depends on the cast. And I think it depends on, for anyone that goes into these games with a strategy, it's really, you could talk a big game, but it's like, it's all about adapting. It's all about the people that are there. Every game is different because you don't know who's in the mix. And it's really just like, who do you connect with? Who are you able to build relationships with? And who do you not vibe with? And it's kind of, you have to adapt to the personalities, to the game that's being thrown at you. And I think that if you have the qualities of being able to adapt and being a social person where you're able to connect with people, then that already puts you in a good spot, which you see with Peter. Like, Peter came from The Bachelor, but he's a likable dude. He was able to form really good relationships, and he's able to adapt every single day, every single minute. He was just able to adapt. And I think that that's a quality that you have to have. I think, like, another example, Dan. I think Dan came in with the same, I'm just going to sit back and let everybody rip each other's heads off, and then I'm going to go into the confessional and talk a big game. And it's like, well, buddy, that's not going to work in 2024. Like, it's just it's not going to work. I mean, he could come into a winter season and he's going to get cooked. Cause like, that's not going to work. You know, you gotta realize the player that you are, you gotta start playing like that. And I think that you're such a huge threat. Play like either play defense or play aggressive, but you gotta play. You don't have the privilege of sitting back because you're a goat. Yeah. So play like a goat.
Yeah. I think having like a warmness too, like, and again, this is not a slight at Dan or Parv. They come off a little cold. Whereas like someone like a Sari is even Phaedra, like you want to be like their best friend almost. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's an important quality that you can't really teach.
100%. You can't teach that. I think even like Phaedra. Yeah, no, perfect example. Phaedra. I think that, and I hate to say this because I love this person and I'm her biggest fan and I fucking loved her on Traitors, but Janelle.
Oh.
But that's why we love Janelle. Because Janelle's able to, for Janelle to be on TV in the early days and to still be the same person, that's something that just needs to be, like, that is so overlooked. Like, that needs to be highlighted more. Janelle has not changed. She's been true to who she is. The games have not changed her. She's still real. She still speaks her mind. She's unfiltered. Sometimes, like, Janelle, shut up! Like, Janelle, God damn it, that's not good game. Like, in All-Stars watching, I was like, Janelle.
Yeah.
But that's who she is, and that's why we love her, and that's why I love to watch her. But I think that – I forgot. Now I'm fanning out about Janelle. I forgot where I was going with that.
No, but there's just certain qualities that
– I think with her, it's like Janelle's – and it's a little like me. Like, she either likes you or she hates – like, she either loves you or she hates you. She doesn't – she's not fake. And I think that with these games, you just got to be a little, I wouldn't say fake, but a little friendly and have a softer side of you. That's and true. I think that Janelle, like, if she doesn't like you, she's not going to waste her time, which I really respect that. So,
love that. You mentioned a bunch of Big Brother players you want to see play. Any challengers you want to see? Any?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's a few people that I think would be, I mean, there's a lot of Big Brother players that I would love to see play. But I think there's a few people in the challenge world that I think that would do really good. Me and this guy are not friends anymore, but I don't have anything bad to say, but I think Wes.
Yeah.
I think Wes, it's either going to go two ways because I know him really well. And if he plays, remember this moment, he's either going to be really good as a faithful or he's going to get so paranoid and be discovered as a traitor, but he's going to be great TV. I think he's going to be great. I think it's going to be a CT situation where he's going to be such a good faithful and they're going to keep him around because he's going to kill it in missions. Or as a traitor, he's going to overplay it and they're going to find him out. But I would love, either way, I would love to see him play. I would love to see Cam.
Yeah.
She's about to be doing any day now.
But
Cam is busy. Somebody that she has such good reads. She is such, I don't even think the challenge highlights it enough. What a good social player she is. And like, what a good strategist. She's one of my favorite people to strategize with that doesn't come from Big Brother on the challenge. I would love to see her play Traitors. And me, god damn it.
I think it's coming. Sports. I think it's going to happen.
Your boy's in a contract already.
I know. And Josh, I still can't decide if I would want you to be a traitor or faithful. Like, I can't. I feel like I need. I don't know. We need you as a faithful, I think. But
I think I would love to be a faithful.
Just yeah, you'd be so good at a faithful.
I think I would just be popping off left. I would be murdered. I would be the funny thing is we play this game all the time. What is it called?
I forget all the time. Not Mafia, right?
We play Mafia. There we go.
Okay.
We play Mafia all the time on the challenge, and I'm the first one that they murder because I'm like the biggest reaction, and I'm the one that's always popping off and calling people out. But I think I'm very intuitive, so I think I would be really good, but I do think. And I think that, like, I just get very passionate. So I think I would be great at roundtables, but I think that people would, if I'm not a traitor, my ass is getting murdered quick. Because I'm going to call everybody and their moms out. Like, if I'm onto you, I'm going to make sure everybody votes you out. Like, I'm not going to give that. Like, I'm going to lock in and do whatever it takes. So great TV, but I don't know how well I would do.
Well, yeah, I just want you there for at least TV. And if you are a traitor, you still have to act like the faithful Josh screaming at people and stuff. Like, gotta do that.
Well, I can't give you all my...
I know.
We don't know what the future holds, so we'll see.
Yeah, and I feel like the game is actually evolving, like, sort of some of the stuff that Peter's been doing this season, and, like, I don't know, I think it's going to continue to kind of evolve in a good way.
100%. 100%.
And we might see someone, I think the producers or someone said Bananas might get another shot. I don't know. We might.
I hope so. Yeah. Johnny would have been so good at this game. That was something that I was a little disappointed at because and as a faithful, he would have been so good, you know, but I think that Dan just like knew, he was like, dude, this guy knows how to play these games. He knows how to, I think Johnny would have for sure spotted Dan out.
Yeah.
Yep. Kind of like CT did, kind of like they all did. But I think that, yeah, I hope he gets another shot because he's good. He's good TV.
Yeah, I loved him on House of Villains. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else before we wrap up, Josh? This was so fun. I always love catching up with you.
Thank you. I could do this anytime.
I actually think you've been on the podcast more than anyone.
Really?
I think so. This is the third time.
Oh, what an honor.
Yeah. Put myself on the back. Yeah.
I'm just such a big fan of the show, and it's just good TV. Like, they really, Traitors, you did your thing with this one because this is just such a good watch, and I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Me too.
It's like, it's so wild. It's like Traitors and Survivor now. It's like two things I geek out about. I can't even talk anymore.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a day.
No, I agree. Well, again, thank you for being here. For the listeners, please like and subscribe. I hope to talk to Parvati. We'll see. I'm doing exit interviews here and there, and I'd love to chat with her and see what happened there. But yeah, nice. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate
thank
it,
you, my friend.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.